The anniversary of the fall of communism arouses every emotion in those who remember it, from celebration to rancor, and for some even nostalgia. A large part of the public, however, the children, has never known anything other than a free market society. There is currently a skirmish of sorts underway to define the way today's youths understand the era. On one side of the debate is the Czech charity foundation People in Need, which has begun a program in recent years using documentary film to address issues relating to the communist era. Spokesman Philip Shebek explains the incentive for the Stories of Injustice project and what it aims to achieve.
Our experience is that the children knows a lot of things about Stone Age, about Middle Age, very detailed things, but this history mostly ends in the Second World War. And Stories of Injustice is basically focusing on the 40 years of time of communism, of this totalitarian regime, which was in Czechoslovakia. So we are giving opportunity to Czech schools. If they want, they can order one movie. We will send them by free this movie. They will organize the screening, and a very important part of this project is that after that screening, the students have opportunity to have discussion with someone who really has experience, for example, from communist concentration camps or things like this. So it's not just a screening documentary from a totalitarian regime, you know, but also have discussion with someone who have really life experience with this.
The program, however, has ignited an ideological war of worlds in which both sides of the political spectrum see yawning gaps in the way communism is presented or not presented to the young. In January, a communist official caused an uproar when she publicly lamented the light in which the communist era is cast in schools and contended that the program was promoting anti-communism among the youth. The resurgence of the issue has proven something of a maypole around which the Communist Party is fortifying themselves in defense of their perspective on history. Josef Skála is an international policy advisor for the Communist Party.
Look, there's two key issues. One, the economic and social results of the post-war socialist period of Czechoslovakia are so clear that if somebody would admit them today, people would be shocked. You know, the HDP grew more than 7 times, industry more than 13 times, the standard of living, I mean, grew several times in those 40 years. Compare it with the 20 years which are now, I mean, the HDP of the pre-November 89, let's say, period was reached only in 2004. It's horrible, I mean, to which extent all these truths are censored or slandered and so on, I mean.
And at the same time, there were unarguably extremely terrifying things that happened during those 40 years of the communist era. Are you opposed to those things being discussed in a
not
school
at,
setting?
Not at all. What we don't want is a black and white, let's say, story. What we don't want is to replace the origins with the repercussions. We are self-defending as a weaker, let's say, part of this big fight. And yes, we were doing mistakes. There were even atrocities. There were even crimes, yes. But we should speak about the whole context. We should say why this story started, who started it. And then the real story comes, and only then the genuine lecture of Cold War and all these, let's say, unnecessary developments will be provided to the people today. And this is what is missing, I mean, totally.
I've come to Gymnasium Arabská, one of the largest secondary schools in Prague, to find out more about the people at the center of the debate. Aside from the sober and somewhat Herculean functional architecture of the building itself, there is little a visitor from the era of communism would recognize. There are a lot of blue jeans, piercings and gelled hairdos, laptops and iPods, and also English speakers, who I asked to tell me some of what they've learned about life in communist Czechoslovakia.
I would say that the life of people during this I would say, dark age was quite reserved, that they lived in lie, that they were doing what they was told to do, and their options were quite limited.
There was a problem, for example, in freedom in religion. They couldn't say did they believe for something. They believe something. So I think it was the biggest problem in religion.
There were restrictions, so what you can say and what you can write. And if you didn't follow these restrictions, you were trialed in the beginning, or then you lose your job.
The main idea that everybody will have the same things might be good, but it's not possible that this idea will ever work, because people have their ambitions and people want to be better.
In this, one of the schools that has embraced the Stories of Injustice program, the students had a very good conception of what life under communism was like. However, they had a problem defining it. Ministry of Education spokesman Tomasz Bouszka says teaching communism in schools is still a problem.
What we are often facing in the Czech Republic is a very extrapolar debate that is either very pro-communist or anti-communist. And there is nothing really between, there is just clashes. That's not our interest as a ministry. We don't want to support clashes. We want to make young people understand what has happened after 1945 in this country.
So you're not opposed, per se, to the communists promoting their view of history in schools?
Of course, this is a democratic debate, so they have their own view how to teach about it and their own position towards this sensitive topic. Of course, this is acceptable, of course. But what is not acceptable is their tries to change the system and, let's say, to forbid the invitations for people like witnesses of communist persecution, to forbid them to come to schools and speak to the children.
But if a school, for example, if a teacher wanted to invite into her, his or her class a former state prosecutor?
That's absolutely fine. It would be actually quite interesting to invite these people who stood on the other side, let's say, who were representing the regime, and put them together in a balance, for instance, with a prisoner, political prisoner, something like that. But this should have been taking place in the recent years, because unfortunately most of them have already died, because it's quite a long time ago. And secondly, most of these witnesses, let's say communists, if we can put it in this way, they are not interested in talking. So this is also another trouble that the teachers are facing, that not everybody is willing to talk about it.
The teaching of the communist era remains an issue for which there is no fast fix. For all the determination of everyone involved, the insight that schools give students remains the domain of individual teachers, and how the story develops will ultimately depend on them alone.